News. I'm Jim Bertel. There's been an outpouring of support from around the world for the family of retired NBA great Kobe Bryant, who was killed in a helicopter crash just outside of Los Angeles, California. His 13-year-old daughter also died in the crash. Reuters' Jason Albano has more.
Stunned and in disbelief, fans streamed to the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles to mourn the sudden loss of basketball legend Kobe Bryant. The NBA player went down in a helicopter crash Sunday morning, just outside Calabasas in California. Officials said also among the victims was Bryant's 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. Staples Center is the home arena of the LA Lakers, Bryant's team of 20 years. According to officials, the cause of the crash is under investigation and could take months. Bryant's helicopter went down in low clouds and foggy weather in hilly terrain shortly before 10 a.m. Sheriff Alex Villanueva said that the flight manifest had 9 passengers on the aircraft. There were no survivors.
That's Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial enters a pivotal week on Monday as his lawyers resume their defense. AP Sagar Magani reports.
As the president's lawyers continue presenting their case, the debate over whether to hear from witnesses has taken a twist. The New York Times reports drafts of former National Security Advisor John Bolton's book say the president said he wanted to keep withholding military aid from Ukraine until it started investigating Joe Biden. The revelation has Democrats renewing demands that Bolton and others testify. The Senate will vote this week on allowing witnesses. If it fails, the key vote could then follow quickly on whether to remove the president from office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on the impeachment trial of President Trump, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. China is expanding its sweeping efforts to contain a viral disease by extending the Lunar New Year holiday to keep the public at home and avoid spreading infection as the death toll rises to 81. The spread of the illness is being watched around the globe. The virus outbreak is having an impact on global tourism. AP's Charles Iledesma reports.
With tens of millions of Chinese ordered to stay put and many others opting to avoid travel as the new coronavirus spreads, tourism around the globe, and particularly in Asia, is taking a heavy hit during one of the biggest travel seasons, the Lunar New Year. China has now extended the week-long holiday by an extra 3 days to February 2 to help prevent the epidemic from spreading further, while in Thailand, a favourite tropical destination for Lunar New Year travel, officials estimate potential lost revenue to be at about $1.6 billion. Other China neighbours are feeling the impact too. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Turkish emergency teams recovered the bodies of the last two missing quake victims from the rubble of a collapsed building Monday, raising the death toll from the powerful tremor that hit eastern Turkey to 41. Authorities say the magnitude 6.8 earthquake that struck Friday night also injured more than 1,600 others. At least 45 survivors have been pulled out of the rubble alive. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former military chief Benny Gantz, his challenger in early March elections, are set to have separate meetings today at the White House, where President Trump is expected to share details of his long-awaited plan for resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The U.S. military says it is investigating reports of an airplane crash in Taliban-controlled territory in Afghanistan. A spokeswoman for U.S. Central Command says it remains unclear whose aircraft was involved in the crash. Survivors of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp gathered Monday for commemorations marking the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the camp. In all, some 200 survivors of the camp are expected. Most of the 1.1 million people murdered by the Nazi German forces at the camp were Jewish. Billie Eilish and her music producer brother Phineas were the big winners at the Grammys. AP music correspondent Margie Saraletta has the story.
I'm the bad guy.
Duh. Billie Eilish is just the second person to win the top four Grammys in the same night, Album, Record, and Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. The other was Christopher Cross in 1981. Eilish also won the Pop Vocal Album Grammy. Her brother Phineas was the night's top winner with 6 awards. He says during the CBS broadcast, when they were making music in their bedrooms, they didn't think they'd win awards.
We wrote an album about depression and suicidal thoughts and climate change and being the bad guy, whatever that means. And we stand up here confused and grateful.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Voice of Oakland.